Welcome to everyone's favorite game show, Battle of the Podcast All-Stars.
Welcome tonight's players, Craig Cohen from the Tricorder Transmission, the Slycast, and the Zilch Monkeys Podcast. Welcome Ken Mills from the Podcast. Welcome to Ryan McKay from the Shabby Road Record Show Podcast.
I'm your announcer, Ken Pardo. Now please welcome our host, Eric Miller.
Thank you, Ken, for the lovely introduction. Ken Pardo. So this is game two of our Battle of the Podcast All-Stars Jeopardy tournament, if you will. We have a couple new players, but before we jump into that, I just want to kind of go over the rules a little bit, and then we'll get to who's playing today. We're going to play this sort of by normal Jeopardy rules. We're going to have two game boards and one final Jeopardy question. We don't have a double Jeopardy per se because I was just too lazy to make another template. So we're going to use the same scoring system for round one and round two. Same rounds apply for both. To buzz in, gentlemen, we have Google Hangouts open and we have the group chat open. Please type the word me in the chat window and wait for me to call on you. That way everyone's typing the same, you know, the same two characters, and you know, whoever buzzes in first, it'll be easy to track. Remember, you do lose points for incorrect answers, so don't buzz in unless you know the question or are willing to take a risk. As with Jeopardy, please phrase the answers in the form of a question. So for instance, if I say, who is the hottest of the Spice Girls, you would say, who is Emma Bunton, for instance. There will be two audio daily doubles on each board. You can wager the maximum of the highest clue on that board, which is $700, or as much as you've accumulated in that round to that point. For audio daily doubles, please wait for the music to play completely before answering. We're recording this and can't really edit, you know, the voiceover music thing. BJ Kahuna is keeping score today, and he'll sort of keep the score tally through the Google chat, and then when you get to the point of wagering, you can refer to that. For the final Jeopardy round, we'll use some private messaging, which will guide you through when we get there. You send me your wagers first, I'll present you the category, and then you send me your answers. Any questions on the rules, gentlemen?
Nope.
Excellent. Gentlemen and Ken, I should say. So this is game two. We have three players. First up, we have, this is Mr. Ryan McKay. Introducing Ryan, he once told Bon Jovi that you can't go home, but more importantly, he co-hosts the Shabby Road Record Show. Ryan, tell us a little bit about Shabby Road.
Well, Shabby Road is a infamous studio in Phoenix, Arizona, where me and my co-host, A.D. Adams, we bring three records each in a mystery box, and we one by one take these records out and discuss them and play a track. It's a fun show full of great facts, and when we researched all of these records, the goal is to find the weirdest, you know, interesting tidbit about it, you know, and also just talk about what the record might mean to us, or, you know, if it's something that's a personal thing or...
Awesome. Next up we have, not to be confused with our announcer, Ken Pardo, we have playing Mr. Ken Mills. Ken once left a cake out in the rain, but more importantly, he hosts Podkist and Zilch. Ken, can you tell us about Podkist and Zilch?
Well, I can also tell you about Cheap Talk, our Cheap Talk, our Cheap Trick talk show.
I didn't ask about that. Can you tell us about?
I'm sorry. But by the way, I really don't like your announcer. He's a complete tool.
Right.
Yeah, Podkist is the longest running Kiss podcast of all time, and so we've got that going for us. And we also have the only dedicated monthly Monkees podcast, Zilch. So, and Craig Cohen is on that as well, who you're going to introduce. So,
great.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for playing and for everything else that you do. Next up, our third player for today is Mr. Craig Cohen. Craig once killed a grizzly bear with a melon baller. but more importantly, he hosts Tricorder Transmission and Slycast. Craig, can you tell us about your podcasts?
Yeah, sure thing. The Tricorder Transmissions is a podcast that's dedicated to coverage of the original Star Trek series. And what we've just finished doing is wrapping up all 80 episodes of the original series. Wow. And what we do is provide a scene-specific commentary for every episode. We are now on our way covering the Gold Key comic books that started in the late 60s and ran through the 70s. Flycast, we are taking a look at the entire cinematic career of Sylvester Stallone, and we are celebrating and analyzing it.
Wow. Excellent. So to determine who gets ownership of the board for the first round, we're going to do just a quick little question of answer this question with your guess and closest without going over, we'll get control of the board, sort of like Price is Right style. So the question is, the Guinness Book of World Records has a record for the largest number, the largest guitar ensemble, meaning the most number of people playing simultaneously. And they happen to be playing Jimi Hendrix's Hey Joe, by the way. So your guess on the number of guitar players in that ensemble. Ken, your guess?
200.
200.
150.
150. And Craig, your guess?
I am going to say 666.
Wow. Demonic. The correct answer is 7,273. So Craig is the closest without going over. So Craig, you get control of the board.
Good job, Satan.
Way to go, demon.
God, can you imagine what that sounded like?
I think there is a video of it. It's in recent. It's only maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I think.
Ooh, 7,000 guitarists playing Hey Joe.
By the way, Craig, nice to meet you. I've never actually met you before.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, Craig, I actually heard you a bunch on the Monkees podcast and the Kiss podcast, so it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Same here. It's a pleasure to be heard.
So, BJ, if you could, like the way Ken was keeping the tally in the chat, and then if you can put like any divisions just to make it like sensible for me to know when the next rounds of answering is, that'd be nice.
Okay, I'll try to keep up.
Okay.
Hey, BJ.
Yes.
I didn't realize your first name was Brian. Is it Brian James?
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that too. I was like, oh, it's Brian.
Yeah, Eric said the same thing.
How many different names could I have for one person? BJ Kahuna, BJ Cramp, Brian Cramp, Brian Kahuna. So many aliases.
Douchebag.
Oh.
How dare you.
I go by DB for that.
All right. So the categories for this first round, we have real names, soul men, solo McCartney, Ace Frehley, Paul Frehley, colorful songs, which would be song titles with a color in them, and bass players or bass players. Starting off, Craig, first category.
Bass players for 200.
Bass players. Pearl Jam. Craig.
Who is Jeff Ament?
Correct. Craig, next category.
Bass players for 300.
Bass players for 300. Steely Dan.
Goodness, there's so many.
Ryan.
Walter Becker.
Correct.
Who is Walter?
Correct. Ryan, next category.
Well, let's just clear this Ace Frehley category out. Let's do Ace for 200.
Ace for 200. Ace's middle name. Ken.
Daniel.
Correct.
Or who is Daniel?
Who Sorry. Is Daniel? What is Daniel? Correct.
Ace Frehley for 300.
Ace's highest charting album to date. Craig.
What is Space Invader?
Correct.
Let's go back to bass players for 400.
Bass players for 400. REM. Ken.
Who is Mike Mills?
Correct.
Bass players for 500.
Bass players for 500. You too. Craig.
Who is Larry Carlton? Ugh. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think he was a pitcher for the Phillies.
Oh, goodness.
No. Anyone else want to buzz in?
No, I don't know it.
Okay. The answer is Adam Clayton.
I could kick myself.
Are you sure you're kicking yourself?
Right? That sounds
like, that's not what it sounded like.
That sounded a bit more explicit. Okay. Craig, next category.
Okay. Bass players for 600.
Bass players for 600. Extreme.
Shit.
Craig.
Who is Pat Badger?
Correct. Wow. Craig, next category.
Let's finish off bass players for 700.
Bass players for 700. Striper.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ is not the bass player for Striper. But.
He is a co-pilot, but he's not.
He drives the bus.
Is that a buzz-in from Craig on this one?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Craig.
Who is Tim Gaines?
Correct.
Wow. Excellent.
Good job, well Craig.
My goodness.
Let's go back to Ace for 400.
Ace for 400. New York Groove was first recorded by this band for their 1976 album, Keep Us Off the Streets. Ryan.
Who is Hello?
Correct. Next category, Ryan.
Let's keep on keeping on with Ace for 500, please.
These two CBS Orchestra band members played on Ace's 1978 solo debut. Ken.
Bassist Will Lee and the drummer.
In the form of a question, please.
Oh, who is Will Lee and who is, oh my God, I can't think of his name.
The drummer.
He played on Dynasty, played on Unmasked. He
was an Easter egg in the Scooby-Doo movie.
Oh man, Ken.
Sorry. Moving on.
Damn it.
So Ryan gets to do this one then.
Ryan buzzed in.
Who is bassist Will Lee and drummer Anton Figg?
This is a lot easier when you're watching this at home.
Let's do Ace for 600, please.
Ace for 600. Ace covered this ELO song on his 1989 album Trouble Walkin'. Craig.
What is Do Ya?
Do Ya.
It's actually a Move song, but go ahead.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was a Move song first. That's true.
Craig, next category.
You know what? Let's go jump over to Real Names for 200.
Real Names for 200. Gordon Matthew Sumner. Ken.
Sting.
Ooh, correct.
Is Sting.
Correct.
I can't believe I boloed Anton Figg's name.
Yeah, that was rough, man.
I don't feel so bad about the bass player now.
And he hosts a Kiss podcast, huh?
Yeah, but I had to
answer.
Well,
obviously you knew that.
Yeah, I mean, I did everything but go. He's a Newton, a Figg Newton. I was dancing around his name. I just couldn't play. Anyway.
Ken, next category.
Let's go back to Ace Frehley for 700.
Ace for 700. City and state where Ace experienced the event that inspired Shock Me.
Everybody's too afraid to risk $700.
I can't afford that.
Ken.
Lakeland, Florida.
Correct.
Good
really?
One. Yes.
Well done.
Let's do Solo McCartney for 200.
Solo McCartney for 200. McCartney sang and played every instrument on his 1970 debut, with the exception of this person who added additional vocals. Craig.
Who is Linda McCartney?
Correct. Next category, Craig.
Let's go back to real names for 300.
Real names for 300. Reginald Kenneth Dwight. Brian.
Who is Elton John?
Correct. Ryan, next category.
Let's try Soul Man for 200.
Soul Man for 200 reached number 4 on the U.S. R&B charts in 1966 with Try a Little Tenderness. Ken.
Who is Otis Redding?
Correct. Ken, next category.
Solo McCartney for 300.
Wings guitarist from 1971 to 1981. Ryan.
Who is Denny Lane?
Correct. Next category.
Let's do Soul Man for 300.
Soul Man for 300. His 1972 soundtrack to Superfly reached number one on both the U.S. and U.S. R&B charts. Ryan.
Who is Curtis Mayfield?
Correct.
Soulman for 400.
Along with the famous Flames, his 1956 single, Please, 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 sold over 1 million copies. Ryan.
Who is James Brown?
Correct.
Wow.
Soulman for 500.
His 1957 debut single, You Send Me, reached number one on both the singles and R&B singles charts. Ryan.
Who is Sam Cooke?
Correct.
Soulman for 600.
All right.
Oh.
So we have an audio daily doubles. So, Ryan, you have 3,000 to wager. How much would you like to wager?
Let's do 1,000.
1,000.
Who is Marvin Gaye?
Your answer? You said, who is Marvin Gaye?
Yes.
Correct.
Actually, I should have said, why is Marvin Gaye? Thank you.
Excellent.
Correct. 1,000 to Ryan. Next category, Ryan.
Let's do Soulman for 700.
Soulman for 700. His 1971 single, Let's Stay Together, reached number one on both the U.S. and U.S. R&B singles charts. Craig.
Who is Al Green?
Correct. Next category, Craig.
Let's go to real names for 400.
Real names for 400. Farouk Balsara.
I had that last night for dinner.
Who is Craig?
Excuse Who me. Is Craig?
Who is Freddie Mercury?
Correct.
Really?
I don't know. Today would have been his birthday, incidentally.
69.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I think we should just be friends. Craig, next category.
Let's go to real names for 500.
Names for 500. Richard Lewis Springthorpe. Craig.
Who is Rick Springfield?
Correct.
Whoa.
Craig.
Real names for 600.
Real names for 600. LaDonna Andrea Gaines. Ryan.
Who is Donna Summer?
Correct.
Very nice, Ryan.
I literally just read that in the Neil Bogart book this morning.
Wow, that's kismet.
Yeah.
Well,
Ryan, next category.
Let's do colorful songs for 200.
This 1971 Badfinger song was used in the closing moments of Breaking Bad. Ryan.
What is Crystal Blue Persuasion?
No.
Oh, shit.
Ken.
Baby Blue?
Did you say what is Baby Blue?
Oh, sorry. Yes, what is Baby Blue? Yes.
Correct.
Oh.
Next category,
Ken.
Solo McCartney for 400.
Ginger Baker made a guest appearance on this 1973 Wings album. Nobody? Band on the Run.
That's what I thought, but I...
Ken, next category.
Solo McCartney for 500.
Solo McCartney for 500. John Landis directed McCartney's video for this 1985 single featured in the film of the same name. Craig.
What is Give My Regards to Broad Street?
No.
Damn it.
Ken.
Another Lonely Night. No. What is No More Lonely Nights?
No, I'm sorry. Ryan, any guesses?
No, I'm just going to take the points that they just gave me.
The correct answer is Spies Like Us.
Yeah. Oh, man. I tricked myself.
Oh, this makes me want to punch myself.
Next category, Ken.
Solo McCartney 600.
McCartney's last solo album to hit number one in the U.S. Right, nobody on this one? Tug of War.
I was going to guess that one. According to Shabby Road, that record was released in 1972.
Ouch.
Which is a decade off.
Ken, next category.
Solo McCartney for 700.
Closing out the category. John Bonham played drums on an outtake of this song from 1976's Wings at the Speed of Sound. Nobody? The answer is Beware My Love.
Mm. You know, I knew that
I've heard the song, but I didn't know the title of it.
Ken, I really expected you to run the board on the solo McCartney category.
No, this is the same guy who couldn't remember Anton Fig. So, and I actually knew that last one. I actually knew that last one. Well, I've known a lot of them, but I don't want to lose the money.
Well, Eric, you know what time it is. It's time for a word from our sponsors.
You've had his picture hanging on your wall, and you cut it out of that magazine. Now, for one night only, meet the demon Gene Simmons this Friday at the Ladies Room Bar and Grill in the corner of Jewel and Ruff.
Yes, this is Gene Simmons of the rock group Kiss. I will meet and greet you at the Ladies Room. The Ladies Room Bar and Grill. You can't be too soon.
Gene Simmons is not an actual demon.
Next category, Ken.
Real names for 700.
Real names for 700. Stuart Leslie Goddard. This is a tough one.
Goodness, it seems so obvious, too.
Nobody? The correct answer is Adam Ant.
Oof. Wow.
Adam Ant. Okay. Ken, next category.
Colorful songs for 300, Eric.
Thank you, Ken. Joni Mitchell's 1970 Ode to Environmental Concerns. Craig.
What is blue?
No. Remember, the category is colorful songs. Anybody else? The answer is Big Yellow Taxi. Ken, next category, or next category.
Colorful songs for 400, Eric.
From Pearl Jam's debut 10, this broken-hearted love song made its live debut in October 1990. Brian.
What is black?
Correct. Next category.
500.
It's not very colorful.
it's the absence of color, right?
None more black.
Right, there you go. Colorful songs for 500, did you say, Ryan?
Yes.
Okay. Rush's song about a, quote, shining car preserved, quote, down in his barn. Ryan.
What is Red Barchetta?
Correct.
Next category. 600. No, keep it going. 600. Oh!
So we got another audio daily double. So Ryan, your score is 5,300. How much would you like to wager?
Let's just do 600.
600.
What is Crimson and Clover by Joan Jett, originally recorded by somebody? Gary Glitter, was it?
Correct.
Who is Tommy James and the Shondells?
Tommy James, yeah. Oh, I don't want to lose any points. I should shut up.
Yeah. Get for being cocky.
Yeah.
Crimson and Clover is correct. Good. So that's 600. Next category, closing it out, I guess. Colorful songs for 700. Grateful Dead's 1987 top 10 hit. Craig.
What is Touch of Grey?
Correct. Excellent. All right, the score after the first round, Craig, 4,500, Ken, 900, and Ryan in the lead with 5,900. Awesome.
Eric, I'm not even sure why that Ken guy showed up today.
That's what I was thinking, Mr. Pardo. So we will move on to Double Jeopardy with the same point values, because, again, I was too lazy to make another template. So moving on to round two, the categories for the second round, we have Paul Stanley, we have festivals, which I will give you a list of performers and you tell me which festival it is. We have the time of day, famous duos, British metal, and For Pete's Sake. So Ryan, you have the lead. You take the first category, please.
Let's do festivals for 200.
Festivals for 200. U2, INXS, Triumph, Ozzy, Stevie Nicks, Van Halen. Craig.
What is the US Festival?
Correct. Next category, Craig.
Let's go to British Metal for 200.
British Metal for 200. These guys want you to rock, well, until you drop. Ryan.
Who is Def Leppard?
Correct. Next category.
British Metal for 300.
This band made their debut with 1974's Rock-a-Rolla. Craig.
Who is Judas Priest?
Correct.
Let's go to British Metal for 400.
British Metal for 400. Nico McBrain joined this band in 1982. Craig.
Who is Iron Maiden?
Correct. That was the fastest I've seen everybody at the same time.
let's go to British Metal for 500.
Although they had several top 20 albums in the UK, it was 1985's Innocence Is No Excuse that would chart the highest in the US for this band. Nobody? the correct answer is Saxon.
Graduate with Saxon. Yes, BJ, we know you got it.
Yeah.
Next category, Craig.
Let's just go to British Metal for 600.
And we have an audio daily double. So, Craig, you have 5,500. How much would you like to wager?
700.
700.
All I know is that it is Motorhead. I do not know the song.
Correct. Motorhead. Who was Motorhead?
Who was Motorhead? Okay.
Next category, Craig.
Let's just finish off British Metal for 700.
A pioneering band in the thrash metal genre, these guys released their debut Welcome to Hell in 1981. Ryan.
Who is Venom?
Correct. Next category, please.
Let's do festivals for 300.
Festivals for 300. Jane's Addiction, Iced Tea, Nine Inch Nails, Rollins, Fishbone, Living Color. Craig.
What is Lollapalooza?
Correct. Next category.
Let's go to Paul Stanley for 700.
All right. Paul Stanley for 700.
Wow. It's
the secret ingredient in Paul Stanley's Kiss Exposed Fruit and Granola Breakfast. Ken Mills.
Root beer. What is root beer?
Correct.
That's a great question.
Next category, Ken.
Paul Stanley for 200. Eric?
Stanley Eisen's middle name.
I feel like I've seen this before somewhere.
Ken.
Two.
What is Bert?
Correct.
Is it really? Bert?
It is.
Isn't there some debate as to what his real middle name is?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, it was, people thought it was Harvey for the longest time.
Ah, okay.
But in his book, he says Bert.
Bert Eisen. That is not a rock and roll guy's name at all.
Well, that's why he became Paul Stanley.
Next category, Ken, please.
Paul Stanley for 300.
Manufacturer of Paul Stanley's signature Iceman guitars. Craig.
What is Ibanez?
Correct. Next category, Craig.
Let's go to let's famous duos for 200.
Famous duos for 200. Paul and Art. Ryan.
Simon and who is Simon and Garfunkel?
Correct.
I thought we were still under the Paul Stanley category. You know, I thought Paul's paintings. Anyway, go on.
I like this festivals category. 400, please.
Festivals for 400. The Who, Jimi Hendrix, Otis Redding, Jefferson Airplane, Ravi Shankar, and Janis Joplin. Ken.
What is the Monterey Pop Festival?
Correct. Next category, Ken.
Famous duos for 300.
Daryl and John. Craig.
Who is Hall & Oates?
Correct.
Let's go famous duos for 400.
Kenny and Jim. Craig.
Who is Loggins and Messina?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Damn it.
Next category, Craig.
Famous duos for 500.
Nick and Valerie. Ken.
The Simpsons. Who are the Simpsons?
No. Can't accept that. Sorry. Ryan.
Who is Ashford and Simpson?
Yes.
Correct.
The Simpsons.
That would be Bart and Lisa. Let's do... festivals for 500, please.
Festivals for 500. Queen, AC/DC, James Taylor, Whitesnake, yes, Rod Stewart.
That's a great festival.
Wow.
Quite diverse.
Anybody? It's Rockin' Rio. Mm-hmm. Rockin' Rio. 1985 version.
Oh, sorry, no.
Oh, ouch. Next category, Ryan, I believe.
Festivals for 600, please, Eric.
Ozzy, Motley Crue, Cinderella, Skid Row, Bon Jovi, and somebody named Gorky Park.
Craig.
Craig.
What is the Moscow Music Peace Festival?
Correct.
They were so drunk.
Oh, yeah.
That was the Doc McGee Get Out of Jail Festival, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah, right. Yes. And Gorky Park were a Russian band.
Right.
The audience was not used to opening up because there were guys on other guys' shoulders, which in the States, that's like something we don't do. But over
obviously,
there,
you've never been to a Village People show, Ken.
That's true. But I've never seen guys bite on one another's necks. And I thought, they really don't know how to party like we do. Anyway.
next category, Craig.
Let's finish out festivals for 700.
Paul McCartney, Pink Floyd, Stevie Wonder, Deep Purple, U2, Elton John.
What a great one.
Ken Mills.
What is Live 8 2?
I'll take that. It's Live 8.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Next category, Ken.
What is Famous Duos for 600?
It's a
category.
What is Famous Duos for how much is 600?
Yeah. No. Can we get points for just saying the category right?
Famous Duos for 600. Daryl and Tony. Craig.
Who is Captain and Tennille?
Awesome. Correct. Craig, next category.
Famous Duos for 700.
Jerry and Gary. This is a tough one. Craig.
Who is Steelers Wheels?
No. Sorry. Anybody else? Minus 700, Craig.
Yep.
Costly guess for you, my friend.
And it's Steelers Wheels singular.
The correct answer is...
Salt and Wound BK.
The correct answer is Buckner and Garcia.
Is that Pac-Man Fever?
That is Pac-Man Fever.
Holy shit, really?
I should get points for that.
Now that's a duo. I don't know about the famous part, though.
Yeah. Broadway's Lament.
Back on.
Next category, Craig.
Paul Stanley for 600.
Paul Stanley for 6. Another Audio Daily Double. So in this one, you would just name the song. So, Craig, you have 8,000 to wager. How much do you want to wager?
600.
600.
What is Love in Chains?
Correct. 600. Excellent. Next category, Craig.
Let's jump over to, for Pete's sake, 200.
He'll Be Your Sledgehammer, Ryan.
Who is Peter Gabriel?
Correct.
For Pete's sake, for 300, please.
He Did It All for the Glory of Love, Craig.
Who is Peter Cetera?
Correct.
For Pete's sake, 400.
He's a shiny, happy person, Ryan.
I shouldn't have typed that. Who is... Who's Pete's dragon?
Oh, I'm sorry. Good guess, though. Anybody want to buzz in and guess? Craig.
Who is Peter Buck?
Correct.
Wow, son of a whore.
Wow. Next.
You know Peter Buck's mom?
Next category, Craig.
For Pete's sake, 500.
Pete's sake, 500. Seeing you in that negligee is really just too much for him. Ken.
Who is Peter Wolf?
Correct.
Nice.
Next category, Ken.
For Pete's sake, 600.
He's Got a Black Magic Woman. Ryan.
Who is Peter Green?
Correct.
Let's do For Pete's sake for 700.
He's Going Down Swinging, Sugar. Ken.
Who is Pete Way?
No.
I don't know the guy's name, but
close.
I know the band.
Pete Wentz.
Oh, wow, we got modern there.
Right? That's still 10 years old. Right?
Yeah, that's modern.
That's
Fall Out Boy, right? Yeah. Oh, Fall Out Boy, yeah.
Next category, Ryan.
Well, that time of day for 200.
This J.J. Cale song was first covered by Eric Clapton on his self-titled debut in 1970. Ryan.
Tulsa Time. What is Tulsa Time?
No. Craig.
What is After Midnight?
Correct. Next category, Craig.
Let's go to Paul Stanley for 400.
As a member of Dudes of Wrath, Paul performed lead vocals on this title song from this Wes Craven film. Ken.
What is Shocker?
Correct. Next category, please. Ken.
What is Paul Stanley for 500, Eric?
Paul Stanley for 500. This Paul Stanley solo song was featured on the South Park episode Make Love Not Warcraft. Craig.
What is Live to Win?
Correct.
Time of day 300.
This leadoff song on Zeppelin's 1979 In Through the Outdoor. Ryan.
What is In the Evening?
Correct. Awesome. Next category, please.
400, time of day.
Time of day, 400. According to Lou Gramm's father, life is simple. It's either cherry red or this. Ken.
What is Midnight Blue, Eric?
Correct. Next category, please.
Is the time of day 500.
Time of day 500. This time, quote, came without a warning for Night Ranger in 1985. Ryan?
What is 4 in the morning?
Correct.
I'm so embarrassed to know that. Okay, let's keep going. 600, the time of day.
Time of day for 600. This Justin Hayward pen tune first appeared on 1967 Days of Future Past. Buddy? It's a Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So closing out the board, time of day for 700. Starland Vocal Band taught us about skyrockets and flight and so much more in this song. Ken.
What is Afternoon Delight?
Correct. So that closes out our second round.
Are you serious? Craig has 10,000?
Yes. Craig has 10,000.
Holy shit. So yeah. Our score, so to recap our score after the two rounds, we have Ken in third place with 3,700, Ryan in second with 8,500, and Craig Cohen, Mr. Craig Cohen, in the lead with 10,000 points. A new record on the Battle of the Podcast All-Stars.
It's pretty bad. The host looks at the score and goes, holy shit.
Right? So we're going to move on to Final Jeopardy here. I'm going to do a little switching around. If you guys want to test sending me a private message, now would be the nice time to do it, just to verify everybody knows what we're doing.
How do you do that?
You would type in 2 and then my name.
Do you type in this. The forward slash and T? Yeah, right. Like that.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you guys the category, and then you're gonna send me the private message wager, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll show you the question, and then I'll call on you. During that time, you should private message me your response as well. So first you send me a private message with a wager and then a private message with your response. And then I'll go sort of third place, second place, first place with the answers.
Cool. But we're wagering based on the topic or a category, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Right. Excellent. So moving on to Final Jeopardy. Our Final Jeopardy category is famous dates. I'm going to give you a date and tell me what happened. So now if you guys could private message me your wagers.
Alrighty.
So I have Ken's wager, I have Ryan's wager, Craig, your wager. So the Final Jeopardy question, famous dates. February 9th, 1964. What happened on that date?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Thank you. That waiting thinking music is courtesy of Ryan McKay, by the way. So let's hear it for Ryan. Thanks for the song.
You're welcome. Awesome. It was fun job to put that together.
That was great. And it's perfect. Like, it comes in right at 30 seconds, as BJ said. Awesome. So going from third place to first. Okay, say in third place, Ken, with 3,700. Your answer?
Is the Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
Correct. And you wagered?
3,700 points. I bet it all.
You wagered it all. Yes. Which brings your final total to what, 7,400?
Yes. That's gutsy, Ken. Bravo.
Well, what are my options? Third place.
Next up, Ryan with 8,400. Your answer, Ryan?
What was the Beatles on Ed Sullivan?
Correct. And you wagered?
I bet it all too. All in, baby. 8,500.
Wow. Awesome.
That you guys brings got stones.
Was Ryan's total to what, 17,000? Right. Wow. And in first place, Craig. Did you get the correct answer, Craig?
Yes, I answered the Beatles' debut on Ed Sullivan.
That's
and
correct.
I only wagered 100 because I am a big chicken.
You wagered 100. So that brings your total to 10,100, which means our winner is Mr. Ryan McKay.
Hey, let's hear it for Shabby Road.
Very nice.
Representing.
Very nice.
That category didn't scare you, Ryan?
No, it didn't scare me, Craig, because you were in the lead, and I was like, well, I'm just going to bet everything, because what have I got to lose? It's not real money or anything, so I might as well.
Yeah.
I figured you would probably, bet at least as much difference that we had, between us.
Yeah, that category scared the heck out of me.
Mm.
Ryan, I'm sorry to tell you this, but AD Adams, your podcasting partner, set it up that this was actually coming out of your bank.
That's son of a bitch. I should know better than to give a drummer access to my banking information.
Very nice. Well, thank you guys for playing. Just again, Ryan is the winner. Congratulations, Craig in second place. Ken Mills bringing up third place. Ken Pardo, what do you have to say about Ken Mills' performance today?
A loser as usual. What can I say? Is there a can around here? You know what I hate is when you're sitting down on the toilet and you drop a load and a little squirt of water goes right up between your bunghole. Has anyone ever had that happen? Anyone?
Are you talking about a bidet?
If you want to go all French with it, BJ.
An accidental bidet, I suppose. Yeah.
Well, let's wrap this crap up. I've got places to go.
Yes, so thanks again for playing.
It's a redneck bidet.
Just do one more round of plugs. BJ, thank you for keeping score. Where can people find you?
On the Rock and or Roll podcast.
Excellent.
Please subscribe.
Of course. Ken, where can we find you? Mr. Ken Mills.
Avoiding your announcer as much as possible. You can find me on podkiss.com. You can find us Zilch, a monkeys podcast. Just do a search. And our Cheap Trick show, which Eric doesn't seem to want to talk about. Cheap Talk is out there. Check us out.
Excellent. Very cool. And Ryan, where can we find you?
The Shabby Road Record Show.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker. It's a fun show. New episodes every Tuesday. Full of laughs. It's like a barrel full of monkeys.
Excellent. But not aggressive monkeys, because a barrel full of monkeys would
be... That's pretty aggressive.
Kind of dangerous.
We'll rip your hands off and your genitals.
Right? I heard that recently. There's like a chimpanzee attacking a human has like a checklist of how they attack. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have. That's right.
They go like
face, hands, and genitals, I think is the order.
Right. Exactly. That's crazy.
I know.
And the funniest part about that to me is not that it happened the first time, but somebody noticed it on the second time to pick up that there was a pattern. Like he You know, wait a minute. He went for the face and then the hands and the genitals on Gary, and then he did it on Tony. Like, and then he sort of he connected the dots.
I think Gary and Tony were talking to each other. Dude, did he go for your face and then your genitals?
Right.
Then my face. He did the same thing to me too.
Right. Why did he go for my genitals last? Was he not that threatened by them?
Maybe not. Right. And Craig, where can we find you?
In addition to the podcast and Zilch, as Ken mentioned, you can find me over at Slycast, which is slycastpodcast.blogspot.com, also on iTunes. And our upcoming episode, we cover the 1991 film Oscar. You can also find me every Sunday on the Tricorder Transmissions, which is thetricordertransmissions.com. And I am also Mr. Craig Cohen on Twitter.
Excellent. So the Slycast, just in a nutshell, which is the best Rocky film?
You know what? My opinion of that has changed since we started the show. I am going to say that, you know, you can't beat the original.
Mm-mm. Mm. That whole scene when Burgess Meredith, Mickey comes to tell Rocky that he's going to be the manager and stuff. That whole scene is one of the best scenes in film ever.
It stinks, that whole scene where Rocky's yelling it stinks and all that.
Yeah, right.
Beautiful, beautiful acting. It's a wonderful scene.
And then Mickey's kind of walking down the stairs as you're hearing Sly still yelling. You know, it's just so great. So great.
Right.
And excellent. I'd like to mention that it's a joy to be on these shows with you guys, and you're all excellent. We'd like to encourage everybody, if you like a podcast, please rate them on iTunes, and that includes Eric Miller's wonderful Pods and Sods podcast.
Yes. Thank you. We haven't brought that up.
Thank you.
By the way, the announcer's giving me the finger.
He's kind of a douche.
Is he checking your prostate?
No, he's
excellent. On that note, thank you all for playing, and hopefully you'll tune in to the next episode. Excellent.
This was a lot of fun, guys. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you, Craig. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for the hard work. I know it was a lot of stuff to on your guys' end to put it all together.
Oh, so it was all Eric. Thank you, Eric, so much. It was great.
Thank you. Now it's my pleasure. It's a lot of fun.
Totally fun. I could play it for another 6 hours. That was really
so
fun.
Could I.
Right? Ken, do you have anything to play us out?
Sure do. Until next time, world, keep on listening to those podcasts. I'm your announcer, Ken Pardo, for Battle of the Podcast All-Stars.
Let's go get laid. Yeah. I got to pick up my kid first. Okay. See you there.
That was a funky groove. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Bikini car wash? He doesn't give a shit.